Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Have the Notorious.
The Notorious. Belfast's Most Wanted. Liverpool's Most Wanted.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Working Class Podcast, Elvis.
I'm not the biggest Elvis fan. I do like a wee boogie, like whenever he's on at around christening or around wedding or something, but
You should come to the 80s night here in Falls Park on Saturday night, 80s, 90s night.
So here, tell us this here, we were talking about it. Is it first in, first come, first serve to get that spot, or do you ever have a wee tiff trying to get that door corner?
Yeah. Between all the buskers, like.
Here, what music? So see the guy you're talking about. What music does he sing? Is he like is it a guitar?
The typical busker stuff you'd hear, like
Wonderwall.
Yeah, James, sit down and.
Is he any good? No.
No, anybody you speak to in the public will just say no. He can't.
So have you went over to him before and been like, here, move on, type of thing, like.
Yeah, I did. I told him one day that I had tolerated him for long enough. I didn't care about him, so I just sat up beside him, but it didn't work because people were coming down seeing two people standing next to each other singing.
And then the music sort of...
Yeah.
So what if he stood at the other side? Would that still cause a bit of shade? If he stood at the other side of that big circle, and you're west side and he's that side?
See, at that other side only has the one street. That bit there, white stuff, has five... The streets, they're coming from you at five directions. If I went to the other side of the bandstand, they'd only be coming in from Victoria Square.
There's a gooby spot up beside of Castle Court. Have you ever seen that? The wee guy, you used to see him playing the violin. I haven't seen him.
Latin on the place.
Just be like,
dead on. Can't say it cleans a fortune.
No, here, tell me this here, right? Does the buskers do this? See when someone throws an air fire in the box? You lift it out and stick it in your pocket and make sure
you do.
Make it look like you're skint so people feel sorry for you for morning.
Yeah, because it would blow away or something anyway. It would, yeah. Or somebody had left it because I've had my money left before. I have to be very careful.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was it you got your box kicked over, or was it?
Yeah.
The other fella in the town, you probably know who I'm on about, the other John.
That's right, he got his speakers and all stole, John, yeah.
He got them back.
It did, yeah, it did.
Here, same fairness, I was just talking about the territories here in the town. John's done his work down that town, and you are probably longest serving down there at the minute, like.
Aye,
aren't you? Last lot of years, like.
Oh, he's at it. He could be at it 10 years. I don't know how long he's at it, like, I don't know how he is.
But it's definitely, I would put you up or next to him, maybe, who's been there the longest. They should be running fucking things through you.
How to shoot? What was the Liverpool town like compared to Belfast? Was it better? Was it worse?
It's very different over there. If I would have been out, it's like the time thing from 11 to 2. Over there, I could make money from 11 to 2. But after 2 o'clock, it was the older ones over there giving me the money. But then the younger ones were... I was growing a following with them and all. But over there, they don't have... I don't know if it's they're not carrying cash as much as here, or they're just... The young ones over there are a bit different too. They can be a bit rude. Like, they can be a bit... You can get... Had a lot to deal with, but here in Belfast, they're a bit more relaxed people. It's a bit more of a relaxed vibe here. It's Liverpool. Liverpool people are just running, and all England's like, you know.
What made you get up and leave Belfast to go to Liverpool? What made you do that?
Well, I've had, since I started this, I've had accommodation problems in Belfast. difficult to get somewhere to stay. I'm grand now, but I did. So I was with a fella. I was renting off a fella. This was on the BBC News. He was this lad. He told me he was from Czech Republic. And anyway, that's when I was with him. He brought me into, I was beside Limelight, Tyrone House. And I paid him for the rent and everything. And then he sent me a text one day to come back. He made up this fake manage. He showed me a fake message from the landlord. The landlord sold the flat. Now you have to pay £1,000 a month and you only £600.
Fuck.
He kept demanding money off me. Then he went on holidays. And but I'd been wanting to go to Liverpool. So I booked a boat. And it says, when he comes back, if he's demanding money off me, I'm just going to leave. And so he came back and he says, where's my money? And I told him I kept it for him in Strabane in case I spent it, because I knew he was looking for it. And that's what I did was I says, I'm going to go now to Strabane and get the money. I went to Geo House for a few pints and then I got on Stanley in the boat.
Oh, I fuck him. Yeah, should have rang him. Did you have his phone? Should have rang him sitting in the bar.
I was in Liverpool 8 o'clock in the morning. He's texting me, ringing me. can you send me the money? Because I told him I'd send it online. I blocked him a few days later.
Oh, I see.
And then it was up on the BBC News about him. The police had got involved because it was up on the thing. They showed his profile picture from Instagram, so I knew it was him. He let me stay with them, but what he did with 10 people, he took rent off them, and they didn't then get in the flat or see anything.
Where was the house? Where was it?
Tyrone House next to Limelight.
Right.
He scammed 10 people in. The police were looking for him, but they couldn't get him. I rang them up. He said they let you person that was allowed to stay with him. He just took money off the rest of them. And
well, he was doing it to everybody else too, yeah?
He was, yeah. He definitely was.
I hear you missed that Derby story. It was funny as fuck. So what? See, when you went to Liverpool, what's your man? How'd you end up back? Your man fucked you right, didn't he?
Just to see a mom, I'm talking about.
No.
No, I've been done in by two boys like this. You see, that was in June, but I had to just stay in a hostel over there, and there was a fella then from Strabane. He helped me out with a student, you know, and I stayed in with him. I was in his room, became very good friends with him. But that only lasted 2 months, and then I went to Liverpool in September. It was going great. I got in with this fella from Kerry. The place I was in, those backpacker hostels are like, they're dear, like they're like hotels, but you have to share rooms. And she got me, and my friend can help you out. And I was paying him every weekend. He made the food for me, dinner, and I gave him like 30 quid a week for dinner. But then as soon as March or April came in, he started like renting his own room out to randomers on booking.com and stuff, because he'd always slept on the sofa. But then he started to change a bit around me, and he wanted me gone because like Taylor Swift was coming up in Eurogame. So he just told me one night, you're out at 11 o'clock in the morning, I want you gone. And it was just so he could get me out of the room so he could charge like expensive prices.
Oh, I knew he was going to get all.
I knew he was going to get bookings, like, so he got rid of me.
Did he not give you notice or nothing?
No. That's
What was he from, Liverpool, this fella?
No, he's Irish. He's from Kerry.
Fuck, he let down one of his own there, like.
Yeah.
Nah, money talks, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
So what, that door happened in Liverpool, and you were just forced to go back to Belfast then, weren't you, basically?
Yeah, because it was gonna be too hard to get somewhere over there. Somebody then helped me out here in Belfast, and I'm...
You glad to be back, are you?
Yeah. I miss people here. It was the...
This is where you're most known.
Yeah, this is where, you know, it's like...
It's home, mate. It's your home. Yeah. Have you been to Vegas? Nah?
No, I haven't been to America, no.
You've not been to America? You love America.
But you've been in some states? I like that one.
I have heard that one for you, yeah. It's a good nut.
Yeah, well, we have a wee Elvis quiz for you, so we do.
Okay.
Right, we're going to start with an easy question. And then we'll work our way down.
You'll know the easy questions, no problem. But the thing is, we have a couple of... Hard ones for you, so we're going to put you to a test here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gab, you
no pressure.
One, and then I'll do one, right?
What year was Elvis born?
1935.
First
do
one.
Do you know the day he was born?
8th of January.
Shad.
Bingo. Bing, great. Bing, bing.
What is his parents' names?
Gladys and Vernon.
Yeah. Two out of two.
Yep. Woohoo! Oh, there you go.
What color was his eyes?
Blue.
Bing, oh, bing, bing. Yeah, you were sweating on that one.
Three out of three, mate.
Where's Elvis from?
Tupelo.
Yep. Oh, I'm done. I'm on the hard one. So have you any left there?
Yep, this is a hard one. What's his middle name?
Aaron.
He is going to know the fucking hard ones.
He's been on looking.
Ready, ready? I'll do my first hard one. What band is the only band to beat Elvis record for number one hits?
The Beatles.
Fuck's sake. I can't go.
In what year did Elvis record his first comeback special?
68.
Fuck, can I run down the house and do more here?
That's me.
Right, this is the last one then. This is going to be easy, mate. You're flying here. How many years before Elvis proposed to Priscilla, is it? How many years before? Right, I've got you. I've got you. You're not getting me here.
How many years he was
with her? So he was with her how many years before he proposed to her?
Jesus Christ, if you get that, mate.
Sure, he'll look.
Well, they got married in 68. That's all.
Okay, if you were to guess how many years, how many would you say?
When you say woofer, you see he first met her and then he wasn't.
Well, that's a bit of a shit question.
See, he met her and then, but he wasn't woofer. He met her, but he didn't get to woofer for 3 years after.
All right. Well, anyway, this was on. No, I take it. I win.
Rico, how many? Give us
7 years. It was 7 years.
7 years.
Mate, you got all in questions, right?
For a penny, mate.
Okay, tell you what, Alice, yeah, boy.
Thank you.
Happy days, man. That's good, mate.
Scrunch that one up, fuck's sake. Will you do part two? I'll try and find harder questions. Here, Travis, where are you from?
Strabane,
man. It's next to Derry, just. Do you get up there much?
Every weekend.
Every weekend? Do you ever set up shop up there? Like?
Nah, it's a bit too quiet. Like it's.
Is it? Oh, it's a small place, Ron.
Yeah, see, the town as well. The town centre now has been taken over anyway. Asda and also Duller Side. That's where all the town is now and all the business. Yeah. You know, there's McDonald's and all that. Just Strabane used to be like a bit more independent businesses, but now the likes of Asda and there's the Costa and there's McDonald's. There's all these, you know, that's where all the business is and you couldn't play there. But that's the only place. That's where it's getting most of the.
Yeah, tell us, Jarvis. Do you dye my eyebrows?
Yeah.
You dye your hair.
He does. Black. She's Elvis impersonator, so you have to go, you have to look.
I'm sure Elvis. Elvis from it too.
Did he?
Blonde.
Was he?
And he used to put shoe polish in his hair when he was younger.
Shoe polish?
Yeah, you know your onions like?
Your onions.
Oh, yeah.
The things you have to do. Huh? Here, so what's a normal day like in the life of Elvis? You wake up, what's a crack? What happens first?
Monster.
Ten of monster. Here, that's right. I was meant to ask you about that. I was on doing my homework again, as I said earlier. 8 tens of monster you drink a day.
Yeah, and I had 3 heart operations as a kid.
I've seen that there. So what's a crack there? Seriously?
You had one of them in the car on the way up?
Aye, that'd been my 7th today.
Jesus Christ. Would you not be bouncing off the walls when you get home?
Aye, but
in a good way. No wonder. You would need them, like. You see the shifts you put in there, like.
Oh, no, it's hard, like, because I've tried to get off them, but it's just too difficult. It's like.
You need to go cold turkey on them monster, mate. But you're not try. You don't fall sugars?
Mm-hmm.
Not trying out sugar free?
No, I like the bad apple. That's the only ones I like.
Mate, see the green apple, but you can get a sugar. You can get the sugar free one, like it's a light green one.
Right.
Fucking smashing, and it's sugar free. You'd not be bouncing off his walls as much. You'd sleep at night as well. He loves him, doesn't he?
He needs his hit.
That keeps him going.
100%.
He's a crackhead.
Out of here. That's an addiction, isn't it? It's an addiction. You can be addicted to worse things, mate, so that's not too bad of a problem. Like, you know what I mean?
Do you like any R&B songs? What? Do you like any R&B, rap, anything that hip? No?
No, I don't like rap. I don't say like 80s music, 90s music.
I love me 80s and 90s.
Everything in general, I'd say.
Spotify playlist is like 340 hours. And I've listened to all of it. It's just like different bands. Like you couldn't even start where it is. Like,
what about rave? Do you like rave?
Nah.
Can I let you hear a song and see if you like it? Right. So just sit back and take it all in because it's a great song.
Oh, close your eyes. See where you end up. Tune. I need to have you near me. For that, help me. In a time when nothing's lasting long. Oh, that's old school, proper.
You can feel it. Feel it running free. This must be what you feel it down at the bandstand when you're playing Elvis.
Oh, no, close your eyes, yeah. Close your eyes, everybody.
We've turned them.
What do you reckon, Elvis? Just play
ASMR.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, that's a Saturday night, my kitchen, me and him.
Oh, really?
Fuck off.
We end up on that TikTok live the other night.
It ends up Sunday.
It was 6 o'clock in the morning. Me and him were gone. Completely wasted. We were on live, mate. Worst thing ever done. Fuck, she woke up the next day, scunnered.
Foulation. No, like vaping and all. And like,
drinking, vaping, all sorts of madness.
Cunts were going, what is that? I was going, who's that? What's she say?
Yeah, we were live on TikTok and, it's no good with a drink, and you make on live, like.
No, you don't want to do that, yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
We'll never do that again. Like, we're only learning, we weren't too sure about it, and then the wee valuations were popping up, and we're like, right, okay, yeah. We need to stay screwed on with that, like, you know.
Live's sort of the way to go now. It's how I was getting followers there for a while.
They're all doing it. See the amount of people just on TikTok now, just.
See, to make a new account on TikTok, you just hit add account, and like, takes 2 seconds. See, Instagram, it's a lot more hassle to make an account, so you don't get them as much on Instagram, because TikTok is just filled with fake accounts. See, before I posted that Jazzy video, mate, on YouTube, I mean, the fucking amount of fake accounts messaging me, threatening me to put the don't dare post it. No, I was like, take that. I don't even read them. You start reading comments, you start putting your head around, fuck it.
I've gotten threats.
Have you?
Yeah, and I'd get prank calls at 2-3 o'clock in the morning too.
How did I get you? Because you have to give your number out to get work, don't you?
Yeah, my number was on Facebook page. I can't get into the page now, but the number's still there. So I got an R number, but that SIM card's still on the phone. But it was last week, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, two different numbers that were showing rang me next to each other. I just didn't answer. I'm not answering that.
It's just people fucking you about.
Yeah, dude. Threat rang up and says, "Where Jarvis? We're gonna get you."
Here, know what you need to do. You need to.
You just laugh at them, do you?
Yeah, just hang up. Like, yeah.
Block them.
No, what you need to do. You need to switch your SIM up every so often. I know you shouldn't have to do that, like, but that's probably if cons are getting a earlier number, like, just change your SIM. That's the end of that, then.
Yeah.
So do you have to give your number out for people to like book you and stuff? You ever done a wedding?
I did a not fully, but like I do like a slot at a wedding, like half an hour.
House parties.
Yeah.
So what do you get for what do you get for a house party? What do you do? Just come up and.
I just do a couple like they might map me for half an hour like, but I'd never really do 2 hours or anything.
Stag parties? You done a stag?
No.
Nah. I'd say an early house party would be good for you because everyone's just happier.
You're good, they're drinking. Like, you're good crack and get a bit of laugh for you like.
Really get sorted out when you go to house parties, like good tips and all.
No one trying to take a piss on them, nah.
Nah, not really, nah. Everybody's usually good, yeah.
Here, did you go to school? What was it when you were growing up? Like, what was the crack bar? Primary school, secondary school? Strabam, was that?
Yeah, I did go to school, but they
didn't do well.
I know, I was badly behaved, you know.
Oh, right, sure, here. Sorry. You can say that, there.
Yeah.
Tip with a big stick.
I thought you were going to say ruler. I thought you were getting hit by a ruler.
Me had been given this big, what do you call it? You know, like a big book.
Big King James Bible.
Word off that.
A big fat.
This is your punishment now.
Do you bump into Anna Christian much, do you?
I met her was 2 weeks ago she came up a couple of days, but now she's disappeared again.
She's moved around to Primark.
That's a video I watched, one of your videos, Anna, dancing, you were singing.
That was 2 weeks ago or so, but she hasn't been seen now.
Do you get on with her? Would you talk there, like?
Oh, she seems saying enough, like, she seems, you speak there, like.
We had her on the podcast.
We had her, mate. Anna's alright, like, she puts a lot of ad on, I think, for the old...
Yeah, I said that to people, and then it showed up in the thing, Sunday World and stuff, they said that she's a...
She's not a nun.
Yeah.
She went to court and says God was a solicitor.
Yeah, and it's the
It was all right with her. That's what she said. Oh.
And she wanted £100 million.
She was
interesting. But she says for to get her, like, you need to get her in the morning because she's everywhere. Like,
she says, you get seven, like, I don't know what happens. At 7 o'clock, I could end up in Derry. So get me earlier, the better. So we got her anyway.
I've seen a video on TikTok. She was lying down all these kids, and she was saying all these words, praying, and they were repeating the lines.
I was on the shankle, I seen that there.
I can't find it anymore, though.
So it must have got reported, believe it. Do you be scrolling down your algorithm, like, before you page, and just see videos of yourself, do you?
I do that sometimes, yeah.
Do you like that there? Or
No, I like it, that's what I want, like, yeah. But I just had to learn to stop looking at comments and stuff, because...
100%. Do you have a manager, do you?
No.
Nah, just do your own thing.
Yeah.
You're building your following up, right? Are you like for a play?
So do you see from here, what do you want to happen? Do you want to get recognised or like, because I mean, you're busking down the town, so do you want something to come off after?
Yeah, yeah.
What would ideally, can you say what you would want to happen?
Well, now I was impersonated, I would, like, that would have to be up the street, but what would you want down the lane?
On TV.
On TV? Elvis impersonator?
Well, yeah, or even, like, if I was presenting something.
Presenter?
Yeah, like, yeah, on TV, like, whatever I have to...
You want that there?
Yeah.
Here, would you send a message out to that camera, just in case someone sees this, who would probably snap you up, you never know, the power of social media. If you could send a message to someone, just to sell yourself, do you know what I mean?
If you run a TV company, if you work for BBC, ITV, whoever, even Netflix, if you want somebody who doesn't give one damn what anybody thinks, you just look for Jelvis Pelvis.
Give him a shout, folks. Go ahead.
Your inbox is going to blow up, mate. When
tell me. This is it. Yeah, I want my cut out of it. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
We could be your managers. We'll deal with your inbox. Yeah. He'd be the monitor and I'd be the check everything else.
Assistant.
The monitor your accounts. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Your following isn't as big on.
Nah, I had an order of going. I had the maximum.
Well, you lost that, didn't you?
They took it down. They said you're using it as a business.
Did they?
Yeah.
Do you ever get people call, like, shouting stuff at you, do you all the time when you're singing?
Ah, yeah. Kids.
Does it affect you? Like,
it does, yeah.
Does it?
Your son's dancing and they'll so come up onto my space like and they'll be like, they'll try and start speaking to me or wanting a picture and all, but I want to sing, like, you know, yeah.
Because when I actually approached you, you were trying to avoid me.
It's the monster does that as well. The monster gives me I'd be on the same.
Yeah, tell us this here, Jelvis. Do you like see the learn how to dance, like Jelvis? Do you go on YouTube tutorials or do you just watch old videos of them and just copy them?
Yeah.
So you're a singer and a dancer.
Hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Marvel here, would you sing an Elvis song here now?
Yeah, okay.
Right, what one? What's your go-to one?
Suspicious Minds.
Suspicious Minds.
One you want to do?
So we're getting it live on the podcast.
Go ahead.
Elvis. I caught a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I'm saying? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams
unsuspicious minds. So if an old friend I know, just by saying hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again. Oh, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears I will find. We can't go on together with these vicious minds. And we can't be loud dreams on suspicious minds. Well, let our love survive. I'll dry the tears from your eyes. There's a letter you would think dies. Oh no, but honey, you know I've never lied to you. Oh yeah, yeah. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out of it because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know it? Why can't you see what you're doing to me? Oh, and you don't believe a word I'm saying. Oh, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Well, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Well, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much.
There's that your second time singing that today, or how many times have you sang that today?
34th, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sound like Fergie from Black Eyed Peas.
Who's that?
Black
IP,
so well, I don't know.
I must have listened when I was younger. They were big when I was younger, yeah.
How old are you? 27.
So we're just wrapping up here, then. Javis, sorry. What are you doing when you go home? You make a dinner? What do you get to eat?
Yeah, I'll eat something light.
Chinese?
Maybe, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be the biggest eater ever. Like, I'd go out and perform for 3 hours and I'd eat just 7-8
tens of monster.
You may watch out, our ticker doesn't go on you, your heart.
No.
Well, it's
yeah, they're not that good for you, mate.
No, I know, I've done all my research on this, but I know now what I've got into.
What should the average human consume? How many tins?
Oh, they say one or two a day, that's it.
Just a 7 we'll have a day?
No, just a 7, I'll be alright. And then just a 7 tomorrow.
So what's that a week? My maths isn't great here, 7 times 7.
49. No, it's not. Is it, John? Quick maths. 7 multiplied by 7. 49.
I mean,
I went to school, lads.
Much is it, Tim?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, 50 quid a week in Monster, so.
Jesus Christ.
50 quid a week in Monster? So here, you'll get that in an hour tomorrow morning, if people are nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Javis, mate, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, yeah, yeah.
Nice, much appreciated. You, good man, you're a legend.
Maybe we get you on in the future.
Oh, thank you, yeah, yeah. Yes, thank you for everyone at the Working Class Podcast. Watch the video, Javis, OJ.
Well done, mate.
Good man, Javis. Thanks very much, mate.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.